Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, we welcome you back to Get Up, live as always above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17, and a spirited morning today, as should be expected, because Bart Scott is here and Pat Bev is here, and Stephen A. Smith is on his way in this hour. We are jam-packed and delighted you are along for the ride heading into the long weekend. And we begin with last night's Game 5 in San Francisco Western Conference Finals. The Golden State Warriors, unbeaten at home in these playoffs and looking to advance to their sixth finals in 8 years. And their defense was suffocating the great Luka Doncic early. And then Golden State, lethal in transition. Klay Thompson feeling it all night long. There was a lot of that last night, Pat Beverly, as we saw again here on another play, turning defense into offense.
Indeed, for sure. Draymond Green has been fantastic in the playoffs. Second team all defensive for a reason, for sure.
Doncic frustrated, 6 points on 2 of 10 shooting in the first quarter. Meanwhile, when that guy gets going, Klay Thompson, Warriors a 13-point lead. Here's more from Klay.
Big shot. Golden State's been playing the tails off. Dallas couldn't get in out in transition to kind of make things happen. So, tough day for Dallas.
Klay had 19 in the first half, and then here's more. How about this fancy pass? Take a look at this from Draymond right there.
Yeah, Dimes. He's been doing that all season. One of the most underrated playmakers in the league. Good job with Golden State.
Warriors up 21. Doncic frustrated.
Hurt your foot.
Luka would respond, as you would expect him to do here. Late in the third quarter, they go on a run. Mavs down 16, but Luka knocks one down from the outside, and then you'll see him work the painted area here from the inside. Mavs would finish the third on a 15-2 run. Doncic had 10 of those points, and so it's a 10-point game.
Yeah.
Going to the fourth quarter, they're in it. But in the fourth quarter, too much Klay Thompson.
Yeah, Klay Thompson's been fantastic. The perseverance, the discipline he's been having these last couple years to come in and step up every, you know, elimination game, wherever the case may be, and just be him. Good job for him.
He had 32 points, 8 threes. Steph knocks down that three from the corner. He, Steph Curry, was named the first ever winner of the Magic Johnson Trophy as the Western Conference Finals MVP. Warriors are back in the finals, and Klay was emotional.
It's just hard to put into words, man. Like, I dreamt of this day during some dog days. And to be here, I'm so thankful for our squad, man. They started the season so incredibly well, allowed us to finish out strong, and we are 4 wins away from a championship.
For our team, our guys, especially the core group, Dre and Steph, Klay, Loon, Andre, to be part of that, 6 times in 8 years. I don't even know what to say. It just takes an enormous amount of skill and determination and work.
Well, he actually does know, if anyone knows, because he was there the last time it happened. Steve Kerr was part of the last 3 seasons when the Bulls made it 6 times in 8 years in the 90s. They're the last team to do it. These are all dynasties. I mean, look on the screen. What the Warriors are doing now is puts them in dynasty territory. It's the Michael Bulls. It's the Magic Lakers. It's the Jerry West Lakers. It's the Russell Celtics. Those are the only teams ever to do it. And so we spent some time in our first hour today, bring Vince Carter and Brian Windhorst into the conversation as well. Spend some time in our first hour talking about the specifics here. Let's go bigger picture, Vince. Right now, is this the Warriors' championship to win? They will get the winner in the East. Boston's got the advantage there. Is this Golden State's title to win right now, Vince Carter?
I think it is. I think they're hitting on all cylinders. They're striving at the right moment. And, you know, real fast, I just want to give Kevon Looney and Andrew Wiggins some love as well, because what Looney has done for this team as a big, and, you know, you're able to switch with a five like that who, you know, as an offensive guy, you look at him like, oh, we can beat him. He guarded Brunson one-on-one. He was guarding Luka one-on-one. He was giving them extra possessions for open three-point shots, which is huge for a shooting team. And then Andrew Wiggins, we see Klay Thompson here. So let's just talk about Klay. I mean, obviously set the tone for what they needed to do to close out the game. Obviously a big night, and what he's endured and gone through over his career. The last couple of years has been fantastic and a great comeback. And obviously Andrew Wiggins guarding you know, having the matchup of Luka Doncic and what a task that is. And, it, you know, it's not talked about often. Guarding a player like Luka on one end tends to get into your legs on the offensive end. And yet he had 18 points, 10 rebounds in that game. And he played great throughout the series while guarding Luka. And I'm not saying shutting him down, but made it tough for him.
Well, I think that's a really important point. And, you know, Pat Bev, you're a kid from Chicago. Yeah. You would have been very little when the Michael Bulls were going on. Uh-huh. But I was there covering those teams. And there was a similarity here, right? I mean, it was Jordan and Pippen were the constants in the way that the Splash Brothers and Draymond were the constants. But then they would keep rotating all these other people, and that would make big contributions along the way. And in this case, it's Andrew Wiggins doing what he does and Kevon Looney doing what he does in the same way that once upon a time, Steve Kerr and, you know, Rodman came in the same. They find the right pieces around the core group, but the core group is Steph and Clay and Draymond, and they are entering dynasty territory, aren't they?
Yeah, for sure. You have to, and you have to add Looney in there. You have to add Andre Iguodala. I know he hasn't played, but you definitely have to add him. So, and that sounds like credit to ownership and management to me. And Looney, I think he's up for a contract here. Okay, I'm going to just say that. Minnesota, all right.
Well, so you would like to have him in Minnesota?
I would like to have any guy that likes to win.
Wendy, how about it? I mean, of course, they're still four wins away from adding another title here, but if they do, that would be four rings in 8 years and six trips to the finals in 8 years, and the near misses that they had with the two that they didn't win. They had the 3-1 lead. They had the injury to Durant. Does the word dynasty seem appropriate here on this morning, Wendy?
It does, because it's the same core players. It's the same guys who are going to be Hall of Famers. And it's actually somewhat comparable to the Bulls. I think it's very dangerous to compare anything to the Bulls. But in the Bulls situation, they were there, and then Jordan needed a recharge. Whatever he had to do, he went away, and then they came back. This team needed a recharge. In this case, it was just terrible injuries that hit them. And they recharged, but they have the same guys. And I would just say, learn from history. And I take my hat off to Bev talking about management and ownership there, because that is a tremendous point. They had to go out and sell pieces of the team, sell pieces of the arena to fund this. It's the most expensive team ever. You know, they are rich, but they are not, you know, Steve Ballmer. They had to go out, figure out ways to fund this. And I would say, take a lesson from those Chicago Bulls. Keep it together. Don't kick the coach out the door.
Right.
Don't drive the star players out the door. Keep this dynasty going as long as they can, and it looks like it will, whether they win the title this year or not.
Yeah, this doesn't have to be their last dance. Go ahead, Vince.
One last thing, and like Wendy is saying, you keep this team together, and the beautiful thing about this is that they have some upcoming young guys in Jordan Poole, Kuminga, Mooney, Moses Mooney. I mean, they have young guys that now have some playoff experience and will have finals experience and understanding and fitting into the Warriors culture. So they're in good shape. So as, you know, Clay and Steph get a little older, as well as Draymond, they now have in the forefront. And we got to add Gary Payton as well. So they have a lot of young talent behind them.
As you can see, and it makes sense, being this, they're the only team that's in it already, but the Caesars, they're a prohibitive favorite as of this moment to win the championship. If Boston wins tonight, some of those numbers will change a little bit. By the way, I love that. Just remember the name Jonathan Kuminga somewhere in the back of your mind. He's a 19-year-old kid who I think is going to be a really good player.
Let's give
a moment of his due to Luka here. Luka Doncic averaged almost 32 points per game during this playoff run. That run comes to an end last night. He's 23 years old. Here's what he said after the game.
I don't like losing, especially not like this. I play like terrible. I'm really proud of this team, man. Nobody had us here, but I promise we fought till end, you know. I think you can see a championship team the Warriors are, and we gotta learn how to be that.
All right, so Wendy, I'm going to start with you on this, because when we were talking before the show today, you said, well, there's good news and there's bad news if you're the Mavericks today.
Yeah, the good news is, boy, what a terrific season. The bad news is it's going to be real hard to stay here and improve the roster from here. This is what Mark Cuban and Nico Harrison, the general manager, are going to have to deal with. So what do you need for the next time that Luka gets to the conference finals? What do you need to be the team holding the trophy at the end? And I think they need what Kristaps Porzingis was not. They need that big man for Luka to play off of. Where do they get that guy? How do they get that guy? When you talk to league executives, they bring up, could they get to DeAndre Ayton? Could they somehow figure out a way to get him as a restricted free agent? I think it's going to be very hard, even though I do believe he'd be a good fit there. They just don't have cap space. They have limited assets to offer in a sign and trade. But getting a player like that who defends, who can also play pick and roll, would be huge. You also think about a player like Rudy Gobert, who has, you know, possibly, you know, might be available at some point. Now, the Jazz have made it clear to executives recently they do not intend to trade Gobert. But if they ever did, the fit that Gobert would have in Dallas, being the backline defense for Luka, would be tremendous. Can they get an elite big man like that so that when they get to this situation again, they're holding a better hand and it's not Luka and hoping the role players hit three-pointers?
How about it, VC? I mean, it's, you know, so near and yet so far away, if you will, in the Western Conference, where there are a lot of really good, particularly young teams, including the one that Pat Bev plays for in Minnesota. Are the Mavericks, they're a piece away, but it's a big piece, yes?
Yeah. They're extremely close. I think there's a little small tweaks. And I think when we use the word center, like mobile, athletic center, you know, can block shots, run the floor, put pressure at the front of the rim like a Ayton, you know, and maybe can step out and shoot the three on occasions. But you just need them to defensively is where they need that big just to take control when they're blow-bys. I mean, Luka, you know, obviously was attacked defensively, but at least you have some backside help. And then once you get that stop, that big can run to the front of the rim. It's going to suck in the defense for your shooting. And you just get a few more shooters as well. The Dallas Mavericks will have a shot. And they, I don't know if they'll get right back there, but they're going to make some noise.
And Pat Bev, I'd like to finish it with just this. You're the only one in this conversation who's been on the floor with Luka Doncic. Like, how would you describe fourth year? Wendy, you made the point to me earlier.
LeBron, in his fourth year, carried the...
I take it back. Vince, I keep forgetting you played all this time.
Come on, man.
Hey, Vince, let him know, VC.
I'm sorry.
But no, I love Luka. I love what he's done with the game. You also talk about a player coming them within itself.
Yeah.
But I don't want to forget about Tim Hardaway.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't healthy this year. But Mark Cuban, boy, you got to spend some money this summer, baby.
The defender.
You got to spend some money. You got to pay Brunson. You got to go get a big, and you know that. So, you know, I don't know if it works money-wise, but Mark Cuban got to open up that bag now, baby.
We'll see. He's got the bag, and he's been willing to open it. But they don't, you know, there are these rules that prohibit all these things from happening. That the one piece they need may be a very hard one for them to get. I have to let Wendy go. You're the man, Wendy. I'll see you tonight in Boston. Thank you very much. Stephen A. Smith is on his way, and we'll do more basketball as we continue. In the meantime, did you see the thriller of the night last night? National Hockey League action, Game 5, Oilers in Flames. Going to pick this up. It was a wild game. And Connor McDavid right in the middle of all of it, as you'd expect. Oilers on a power play, 5 minutes left in the second, tied at two. That's Zach Hyman on the doorstep, and it's good. Oilers take a 3-2 lead, but hold on. Pat Ben, this is 20 seconds later. Johnny Gaudreau behind the net, that ties it at three apiece. But hold on, there's more. Pat Ben, this is 10 seconds later. This is Kelly Yonkrock, who will score to give the Oilers a 4-3 lead. Ooh. That's 10 seconds later. Now, this is less than a minute after that. This is Leon Draisaitl with a pass to Evan Bouchard. That's a one-timer. That's four goals in a minute and 11 seconds of action. The fastest four goals in NHL playoff history. Seven goals in the second period in all. We're tied up at four. 6 minutes left. Marcus Backlund off Blake Coleman, and it's in. It's a goal. They're going crazy. But hold on. The officials are going to take another look. It appears to go off Coleman's skate. The officials rule no goal.
Oh, NBA refs.
We're still tied at four. We would go to overtime. Nothing better than NHL Stanley Cup playoff overtime. Jack Michaels, Oilers Radio, take it.
McDavid created a turnover for Draisaitl inside. McDavid, his shot scores! Connor McDavid has won the Battle of Alberta for Edmonton! 5-4 in overtime!
How about that, Pat Bev? Connor McDavid is the Luka Doncic of the NHL right now. Oilers win it 5-4. They win the series 4-1, and he is just an offensive machine. He led the league in regular season points. He had 123 points in 80 games. That's about 1.5 per game. In the postseason, that number is up to 2.2. 26 points in 12 games so far. Just spectacular. All right, coming up, a whole lot was made yesterday about the Raiders working out Colin Kaepernick, but very little was said by the team. team. How impressed were they? We have the insight, and you will hear it next. Plus, all signs point to Zion being healthy and ready to go. What does that mean for the NBA's future? Stephen A. Smith is on his way talking about it. We're getting up on ESPN.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
We are back on Get Up. Jeremy Fowler, lots of NFL news. Let's run the hurry up. What's going on with Lamar Jackson?
Well, I'm told that the Ravens are not overly concerned that Lamar Jackson is missing OTAs, at least not yet. If he misses mandatory minicamp in June, then they know they have a problem. But I'm told this is not contentious as far as his contract yet. Lamar said that he can't wait to get back on the field, and he's excited about that. This isn't a holdout situation, but they know they have to address whatever issues are coming, and they're comfortable going year to year if they have to with the fifth-year option and the franchise tag coming up. And let's stick in quarterback news. Next, we have Kyler Murray. I'm told the Cardinals remain optimistic that they will re-sign Kyler Murray to a contract extension. They know life of the quarterback is much better. I was told that it's very important to them that when they had Carson Palmer, when they have Kyler Murray, they've been really good. When they haven't, they've really struggled. And so they value that position in a big way, and they believe they can get this done. One source told me, we know he can't play at $5.5 million next year for a player of his caliber. That'd be too tough for him to do. And then Colin Kaepernick, a source told me that his workout went very well, that he checked two boxes. He showed arm strength and he showed good conditioning. That's part of what the Raiders wanted to see. So they put him through a bit of an unscripted workout, field work, route tree. He met with the coaches, talked principles, all those things. Last I checked, no signing was imminent, but this is something we will continue to watch. They have Jarrett Stidham and Nick Mullins as backups to Derek Carr, but are looking to add potentially another passer.
All right, and to be clear, the video you're seeing there of Kaepernick working out, that was when he was with Michigan, and Jim Harbaugh, of course, was his coach at San Francisco. We don't have video of his workout with the Raiders yesterday, but that's what Jeremy is talking about. And so for any number of very obvious reasons, this is a very big deal. Bart Scott, yeah. What are your thoughts on the Raiders giving Colin Kaepernick a chance that he has not had in a very long time?
Well, and you hit the nail right on the head, a chance. And I think he's been afforded the opportunity. I think the NFL is trying to be on the right side of history. You know, he shouldn't have been out of the NFL. You couldn't tell me that it was 64 quarterbacks that were better than him, but that doesn't mean that you get an opportunity to stay in the NFL. You have to go back to what he did his last time we saw him. He threw for 2,200 yards. You know, his career wasn't going the way that he wanted to, but he deserves the opportunity to be a backup in his league, and he has to be okay with that and understanding that his chances are slim to none to being a starting quarterback in his league. But he needs to stay around and hope that he can get one of those opportunities like Ryan Tannehill, like some of these quarterbacks like Teddy Bridgewater, who had to go sit from the sideline and support the starting quarterback and be ready to go to show that he's matured and that he can run an offense in his modern day.
And look, every backup quarterback is one play away from becoming the starting quarterback at any given time. Mike T, as an executive, you know, a general manager, how would you see this?
Really smart by the Raiders. I would have signed him, not just working about it, I would have signed him. It tells me that they have concerns about Nick Mullins and Jarrett Stidham as a backup. And by signing him now, Greeny, it gives him about 6 weeks to get to know the playbook, get back into the NFL routine. So when they hit training camp, he's ready to go. And as you just alluded to, he's one hit away from playing meaningful snaps. So we have history at this. With the Jets back in 1998, we signed Vinny Testaverde. He actually took us to the championship game. So it is not out of the question that he could be signed and be productive this year for the Raiders.
Yeah, it was a signing that, to your point, you made in June. So it was later on the calendar than we are right this minute. And we'll see if that's the direction it goes. Jeremy, what else can you tell us?
Well, the contract will be interesting because I don't know that Colin Kaepernick would just take a minimum contract like if you're signing a third or fourth quarterback. So there are more layers to this based on all that he's accomplished. And so, you know, they're going to have to sort of figure that out. And keep in mind, Josh McDaniels does not feel afraid to take a risk. He traded for Tim Tebow when he was the Denver Broncos head coach. He's willing to look at different style of quarterbacks, quarterbacks that might be considered somewhat of a risk. So Kaepernick and McDaniels could be a pretty good marriage in that front.
And Bart Scott, when he mentioned the contract, you started to laugh. Why?
It can't be about financial considerations, right? He won a lawsuit against the NFL. He's made a lot of money off the field. I'm not counting another man's money. But if this has to be for the love of the game, this has to be for an opportunity. Because, listen, we have a guy that we work with in RG3. You can't tell me that it's 64 quarterbacks that's better than him. But sometimes the league just gets rid of you or they're done with you. And he needs to be thankful for the opportunity and be able to take advantage of it. Your money, if you play well, will come later.
The real question people will bring up here, and I know that I'm asking it knowing the answer, but just to put anyone's mind in a different place, Mike T, does this in any way suggest they have any questions about Derek Carr?
No, not at all, but they're doing what they should be doing, which is making sure they have the best possible backup over the rigors of a 17-game season. But clearly, Josh McDaniels has come out and said, hey, he's our guy moving forward, and they went out and got his college teammate in Devontae Adams as well.
Right. That's the point to be made here. That you know, when John Gruden is your coach, why are you saying that? They're always looking for a different quarterback when Gruden is the coach. I don't think we think that anymore.
Well, I think this previous season solidified Derek Carr's position.
Yeah.
And, I mean, when you talk about – we've seen the Jarrett Stidham movie before. Remember, he was going to be the future of the New England Patriots, right? It turned out to be a tragedy or a comedy or whatever. Come on. So you can't go into the future thinking about Jarrett Stidham as your quarterback. Come on, man. Go get my donuts, Jarrett.
Both of those are probably – right.
Yeah,
okay, we have more as we go. Guys, thank you. It's an interesting story. We'll keep following that in Las Vegas. In the meantime, back to the hoop we go next. Stephen A's on the way. The Warriors are in the finals. The Celtics are a win away. Pat Bev thinks it's Golden State's title to lose. What does Stephen A think? We'll ask him that after we ask Pat Bev this. So there's Sneaky Hembo. And here's the question for Pat Bev. By total points, who is the all-time leading scorer in NBA Finals history? Give you a minute to think about it. See if he gets it right next. It's pretty good. Back in a flash on ESPN.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
All right, there's a lot of pressure on Pat Beverly right now because both Hembo and I think he's going to get this wrong, but we'll see what happens.
Wow.
By total points, who is the all-time leading scorer? So not points per game average, but actual total points. Who's the all-time leading scorer in the NBA Finals?
How long do we have to answer this?
How long, meaning how much time do you have?
Yeah, do I have?
You should answer it right now.
Okay, so I want to say LeBron, but I'm not going to say LeBron. I have to go with the logo, Jerry.
Can I tell you something?
Tell me.
That's correct.
Stop playing with me, bro.
Right.
Stop playing with me, bro. Y'all keep doubting me. Keep doubting me, man. I'm going to keep fooling y'all every time, baby. Stop playing with me. And it might be like 1,800 or 1,700.
It's almost 1,700.
Stop playing with me, bro.
That's correct.
I love this game. I really love
it. LeBron is second. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is third. Michael Jordan, Elgin Baylor, Bill Russell. He got it right.
LeBron was two?
LeBron is two.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it. Stop playing with me, man.
I was sure. Yeah. I was as sure as I could be that you were going to say LeBron. That is extremely well done. A job well done by Pat Beck. In the meantime, let's take a look at a job that was well done last night by the Golden State Warriors. If you haven't seen it, and we opened up the show with this, the Warriors, who had been unbeaten at home in the postseason going into last night's Game 5, taking on Luka and the Mavericks looking to put this thing away. And they'd be turning defense into offense so much of the night. They got a steal. They're going in the other direction. and you got Klay Thompson knocking it down. They're so lethal in transition. Thompson had 19 in the first half. Struggles would continue for Luka in the third. He's working in the post, and Green would go behind the back. Doncic clearly frustrated. Fourth quarter is going on here. That's struggles, and we're going the other way. Take a look at the ball. Just nice feed from Draymond Green. The great dish behind his back. He puts that up and good. Warriors a 21-point lead. Fourth quarter, 3 minutes remaining after Dallas made a bit of a run late in the third to make it a game, but there was just too much Golden State. The hustle, the ball found Klay all night long. He scored 32, 8 for 16 from three. Warriors a 15-point lead. Then Steph with the dagger. He had a quiet night by his standards, 15 points, but he does become the first ever winner of the Magic Johnson Trophy as the Western Conference Finals MVP. Warriors back in the finals sixth time in the last 8 years, and so Pat Bev, who's still celebrating his win, the Warriors get their win, and the great Stephen A. Smith is here in advance of all of the action. Steve, thank you, as always. So we had a pretty healthy little conversation here this morning, and we have Pat Bev and Vince Carter and others involved in the middle of it.
Okay.
Now, Steph Curry is climbing up some historical ladders with the accomplishments that he has here. Mm-hmm. He wins a Western Conference Finals MVP. It's not the Finals MVP yet, but he could be four wins away from another ring. This has forever been considered the LeBron James era of pro basketball. Is Steph Curry starting to make one wonder if that's going to remain that way?
No, I think it's you can't take away from the era that has belonged to LeBron James. I mean, the guy went to 10 NBA Finals. He's won four championships. There's nothing that can take away from him. But you have to look at Steph Curry and categorize him appropriately. This is the greatest shooter we've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And so LeBron James has his level of greatness. So does Steph Curry. Now, Steph Curry's a 6'3 guard. LeBron James, 6'9, 260 for crying out loud. He's a mammoth of a man, and we know what he brings to the table. And considering the fact that he's 37 years of age and just finished averaging 30, that's just another element that cements his level of greatness. We know who he is. But Steph Curry will have four championships if he were to win these NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. That would be as many as LeBron James. He also would have beaten LeBron James three of those four NBA championships. And so when you take that into consideration, there is no getting around the fact that you have to talk about Steph Curry in an elevated level, but it doesn't have to be at the expense of the greatness of LeBron James, who belongs on the Mount Rushmore. When we think Mount Rushmore, we think guys like Jordan, Kareem, probably Bill Russell, Irvin Magic Johnson, or a LeBron James. You don't talk about Steph Curry on the Mount Rushmore of basketball.
And we will not. I mean, he can win a championship, win a Finals MVP. That will not change that.
No, that's not going to change
that. How do you feel about it, Pat Bev?
We said the same exact thing.
Correct.
He just used way better words than I use. But my words will change over time. But yeah, we said the exact same thing. And, of course, you can't put Steph Curry on Mount Rushmore right now. But he's like he said, he's the greatest shooter ever. He's proven. I mean, he's going to shatter that record. I don't think anyone is going to even come close to beating it also. So, yeah, me and Stephen A. on the same page this morning.
Okay, fair enough. Then I'll leave that there, and I will transition it quickly to Luka then, Torrey, which wasn't our plan. But since we have general agreement here, let me move on to the next issue. Luka is one piece away, it feels, from taking the next step that he so desperately wants to make. But Brian Windhorst pointed out this morning that's not going to be an easy next step to make because the player is not that easy to find. Are the Mavs knocking on the door in the West? Or do you think they're not going to – is the player out there, the DeAndre Ayton, the Rudy Gobert move, is that out there for them to make this offseason?
I don't know if it's out there for them to make that move, but it's absolutely necessary in order for them to be knocking at the door. If you want to call getting to the conference finals knocking at the door, then they're already knocking at the door, but they're damn sure not going to kick it in, not with the roster that they have in place. We expect Jalen Brunson, Spencer Dinwiddie had a good game last night with his 26, even though he was sporadic throughout these playoffs, big game, not so big game, stuff like that,
yeah.
You know, and other guys. But in the end, Luka doesn't have enough. But we also need to talk about Luka in a very honest context. The brother is a superstar offensive player. He's putrid defensively. And on top of it all, he's got to get himself in better condition.
What does that word mean? I don't want to just be agreeing with
stuff. Ineffective, inefficient.
Okay, thank you so much.
That's just not getting it done. You got to be able, and you should appreciate this, you got to be able to play some defense.
Yeah.
When you talk about, listen, we look at LeBron James, for example. LeBron James can amp it up defensively. Kevin Durant can amp it up defensively, along with various other stars who have played this game. Steph Curry is not the greatest defender in the world, but 6'3", with long arms and constantly in shape. His movement without the basketball, what he does is entirely different than Luka Doncic. Luka Doncic is ball dominant, and you can't stop him, but you do see others standing around spectating. Whereas with Steph Curry, you got to have your head on a swivel. He's running all over the damn place, and he's tiring you out on a defensive end because you're constantly needing to be mindful of where he's at. So it's not only just that he's a lethal shooter, the greatest ever, but his movement without the basketball and how that compromises opposing defenses has a profound effect sometimes on how they are offensively, because playing defense takes so much out of them going against Steph Curry. That's not the same with Luka Doncic. Even when he gives you 40 or whatever, how much effort does he soak out of you in doing that? So the fact that you have that difference combined with the fact that he plays little to no defense, Luka Doncic's got to get himself in shape and he's got to prioritize defense more.
That's fascinating. And you're a guy who's guarded them both. What do you think?
I totally agree with him. I mean, we're on the same page. I love that. Like you said, Steph Curry is a player who, I mean, we talked about it before the series a week and a half ago, who's dynamic and moving in, moving out great. I'm not, probably the best for moving out the ball. Luka Doncic, obviously, they need help. But, you know, for that to happen, the richest, you have to spend some money.
Yeah.
The Golden State Warriors aren't the Golden State Warriors unless their ownership spends money. Like they said, they're one of the richest teams, and they had to spend that money. Mark Cuban got to spend that money if he wanted to be successful.
Let me say this about the Dallas Mavericks as well. They did take a huge, huge step in this regard. They changed their culture. The acquisition of Jason Kidd as your head coach, with Nico Harrison out of Nike coming over to be your head of basketball
operations.
Shout out
to Nico. Yeah.
They've changed the culture. Before, they needed everything.
Yeah. Right.
Now they just need Luka to get in better shape and to play on both ends, and they need a partner in crime with him.
Yeah.
That's what they need. But their culture has been established with Jason Kidd and Nico Harrison.
Yeah. Okay, I want to get to tonight quickly. And again, Stephen A., you told me when we were in Miami the other night that if the Heat didn't win Game 5 at home, you thought it would end tonight in Boston in Game 6.
It ends tonight. I had to cancel my reservations in Miami for Sunday.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to being there, obviously. I just went to the front desk and let them know I won't be back.
Oh.
And they were like, what?
I said,
I'm not coming back. I said, I'm not coming back, not in the immediate future. The Miami Heat season ends tonight, but it's not therefore they're depleted. They're injured. They don't have the bodies. They just don't.
So we'll see what happens tonight.
Right.
We'll have the game for you again tonight. We'll have countdown before it starts. But let's not, at the risk of moving past that, I made a statement to this man earlier today, and he told me I needed to be drug tested.
Okay.
I said, not only do I believe the Celtics will win tonight, but I believe they're going to beat the Warriors and win the NBA championship. And this man jumped down my throat. Pat Bev, tell him why.
I just think that time after, when you see greatness so much, you kind of get tired of it. You don't appreciate it as much. You see teams beating up on people for the last decade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you of course, you go, I hope they lose. I want them to lose. And that's the case with Golden State Warriors. Because if this was the first year the Golden State Warriors doing, we would be on the Golden State Warriors bandwagon. But that's not the case right now. And everyone's looking for that next team to beat them, to dethrone them, and I don't see that coming.
Well, let me say this. I've had the Warriors all year, as
yes,
you know.
You have.
And then,
from our first show.
Everybody knows that. What I would tell you is it doesn't mean that I'm not nervous. The Boston Celtics are real. And let me say this to you, Pat. This is not a team with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, who are stars in this league. This is not a team that's devoid of playoff competition. This is like, their fourth trip to the conference finals. They've been knocking at the door for quite a while. But the acquisition of Coach Ime Udoka and how he has them playing defense and what they bring to the table in that regard is something to behold. You have to also remember, Kevon Looney had a big-time playoff series against Dallas.
All season.
He played sensational basketball. Oh, he'll need to do that against Boston. And by the way, are you sure he can? Robert Williams, you got to remember, Boston wins tonight. They ain't got to play until Thursday. That means in all likelihood, Robert Williams will be healthy enough to play. Al Horford's already healthy enough to play. Marcus Smart will be healthy enough to play as well. So we got a defensive player of the year in your backcourt. We've got a guy in Robert Williams who is a rim protector on your front court,
yep.
And you've got not one, but two stars who can drop 30 or 40 to you on any given night. I'm saying If Boston didn't play defense the way that they do, mm-hmm. I'm with you. But they do. And so they are a team to be reckoned with. I think this is a pick'em finals. If Boston beats Miami, which I expect them to do, and it's the finals, I'm not jumping off the Golden State Warriors bandwagon, but I got to admit, I'm nervous as hell about it. It's a pick'em series.
I think health is the most important factor in all this, to your yes. point. The Celtics, between Williams and Smart and other
injuries, I don't think health is going to be a factor.
Tatum with his shoulder. So long as they're fine, I have Boston in the finals. We'll see where it goes.
We're doing countdown. It's a game every other day.
Right.
They win tonight. They don't play until Thursday.
Correct.
That's 6 days, y'all.
And we still saying the same thing goes if they go win.
I can't jump off of that.
Right.
I can't.
So we're saying the same thing.
I can't.
He picked Golden
State. I'm nervous.
State.
I don't think he should be drug tested.
No, okay.
We're not saying the same
okay.
thing.
Okay.
I don't think he should be drug tested.
Okay.
I think it's a thing
that I want to get to. Guys, a reminder, we have that game six tonight. Heat Celtics. Stephen A. and I with Wilbon and Jalen will be in Boston tonight, 7:30 Eastern, for a 60-minute countdown leading into tip-off. Game six, Jason Tatum and company trying to advance to the NBA Finals. That's tonight here on ESPN. Okay, two more things I have for you guys before I let Stephen A. go. Zion Williamson has been cleared for all basketball activities, and we had a fascinating insight from Brian Windhorst today saying the New Orleans Pelicans, who are owned by the same family that owns the New Orleans Saints, are taking a football approach to this contract, and they are not going to be willing to guarantee him the max deal, whatever it is he's in line for now, 5 years at the max, without some provisions regarding his health and his availability and all the rest of that, which could make this a very interesting offseason for Zion. Would you be willing to do it? Are you banking on Zion over the next 5 years?
No, I'm not. I think he's a terrific player. But first of all, I actually didn't think it was news because I'm sick and tired of hearing about players available. Season's over. This is June, okay? The season don't start until next year, until October. Come to me in October and tell me if he's available then, because he seems to find injuries, okay? I'm not saying they're fake by any stretch. I would never discredit or disrespect them like that. But whatever can happen will happen. If he got a slip on a bar of soap, if he got a slip falling up the stairs, if he gets into a car accident, whatever can happen to prevent him from playing basketball seems to happen. This is a great, great young talent. If Zion Williamson is on the basketball court with that New Orleans Pelicans team, we saw in the postseason, they got a chance. They got a chance to come out of the West. That's how big time they could be. They got a chance. I'm saying, damn it, get on the court. And so for me, the fact that he's missed so many games, you got to remember, guys, when we were talking about his foot injury, that's when he put the video out there doing 180-degree dunks.
We have
stuff
it.
Like
show
that.
It. Show that video again, Cindy. And just look what he looks like here, Stephen.
I'm just saying, do you have any idea how problematic that is?
Look at him.
You're doing all of this, but you can't play. You can't play. Somehow, some way, and I'm not blaming Zion for that. It's not just Zion. It's the Pelicans. It's all of these folks. Oh. How the hell are you doing that? But you can't play, and your team is about to be in the playoffs. Mm. You got—it's a problem, man.
You and said so, coming out the West. I'm still stuck.
I said they got a chance.
What is that? I don't, because the viewers might not know what that means.
Well, like, again, all right.
I have a chance of winning the lottery.
Dallas,
I have a chance of finding $100.
If Dallas is in the
ground.
Conference Finals, how come the Pelicans can't make it to the Conference Finals if Zion Williamson is on the floor with Brandon Ingram and C.J. McCollum and the rest of that crew?
So you got the Pelicans better than us?
I didn't say.
I'm asking. It's the question. I know you're
all right, okay.
I'm just asking the question.
I don't know yet. I haven't seen. Him with them.
But you do know they might have a chance. So you don't.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I think they have a chance to beat y'all? Yes.
You don't. Again.
Yes.
Well, is
yes.
the drug collector guy here? Because he needs to be
Excuse me. You, with all due respect, you got to stop talking like y'all are in the Western Conference Finals. Y'all went home in the first round now. I mean, the fact of the matter is, listen.
Yeah, I was there last year, too.
Carl Anthony Towns is a baller.
I was there last year.
You were good where?
West Conference Finals.
I said the team you play on now.
Oh, we choked.
I didn't bring up the Clippers.
We choked that. We could have been in there too. That's
but you did it.
You're right.
You went home.
Right. I did.
So my point is, you got Carl Anthony Towns. Anthony Edwards is coming, y'all. Greeny, you know how I feel about
Anthony
Edwards.
Oh, he's here.
No. I'm just saying because he's young.
Okay.
He'll be here next season. Season okay. here. He's old
okay.
right now. He's coming next season.
Thank you.
Okay. I love him. All right. I'm saying to you, don't act Like, it's a foregone conclusion that y'all, the Pelicans don't belong in the same class as y'all. No, bro. Y'all went home in the first round. So did they.
They won 50 games.
They went home in the first round, too.
They won 50 games.
Who went home in the first round? Did you go home in the first round? Yes or no?
It seems like I did.
No, you did.
I did.
You did. Yeah. And so did they. You didn't go any further than they did. So let's not act like they don't have a chance if Zion Williamson is on that squad.
Think how many high draft picks would be in that series between these two teams. All right, very quickly, before I let Stephen A. go.
Yes.
The most significant media critic in the entire industry has weighed in on Pat Bev today.
Who could that be?
It's Draymond Green.
All right.
Draymond Green tweeted this morning, Pat Bev went on TV, got off to a bad start with the CP stuff. I watched him a lot since. He's extremely knowledgeable and well-spoken. Also now speaking like the new media. That was Draymond watching us this morning. Pat Bev, your thoughts?
Oh, Dre the homie, man. Dre, good dude. Obviously, people didn't like the slander, but I was just, I'm just talking about one game with the CP stuff. You know, people like to take stuff and run with it, but, I don't back off my words, so I don't care. But I appreciate that, Dre. And, man, good luck in the finals, bro. Much deserved.
What do you think, Stephen A.?
We get caught, first of all, the most significant critic in the media would happen to be me.
Okay.
It would not be Draymond.
Right, so let's get that out of the way.
Draymond is a player.
Right.
And a champion
who
happens to do media from time to time. No, don't act like you are a member of the media.
Listen. Yeah, it's about to be a wrap for them college shirts. I got to get y'all some nice looking sweaters and watches now.
Let me explain.
Okay, talk to me.
I appreciate Draymond. That's my brother. I love him dearly. He's as real as it gets. I got a lot of love for him. I'm rooting for him. I root for him all the time. Just like I got love for his crazy self. But when you talk about new media, y'all need to watch yourselves.
Who?
Because let me tell you something. Ain't nobody usurping this brother.
Okay.
Not from a basketball standpoint. Not from an athletic standpoint. I don't give a damn what player is out there. There's skills that come with doing this too.
Yeah.
And so I would say,
reading the dictionary.
So I understand that.
I'm locked in.
I'm trying to say to you is this. I know that I can't play in the NBA. I wasn't good enough. But I know this. And so when guys going to talk about the new media, y'all can believe that stuff all y'all want to.
A little trigger.
You go ahead. Hold on.
It hit a little trigger, I see.
Not with me.
Oh, okay.
I'm good.
Oh, the new media, we good.
We'll see. Because guess what? There's receipts that are kept. And so the same players that talk about the new media, again, we going to sit up there and say, okay, you saying that. We'll see. We'll put you on the spot.
Can we put that tweet back up so I can see it again?
No. You deserve that.
Hold on.
I've been very pleased. I wasn't pleased with the CP stuff, but ever since then, I've been very pleased with what you've been doing. I've been very proud. I've been very, very proud.
They are yelling at me in my ear to let Stephen
A. go. No new media. The new media is going to join the old media.
No way.
You ain't establishing that.
No way.
Trust me.
Give me a couple years of the dick.
Media continues cool.
You
in
need
a few
those years.
I'm here. Put the part in here. I've lost complete control of the proceeding. We'll be back in just a moment. Get up on ESPN.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
All right, before we call it a day, we decided we would have a free-for-all because we have the always fascinating and explosive personalities of Bartholomew Scott and Pat Beverly. So we thought I'd just throw a couple of questions at you here.
Okay.
So let's start with this. Bart Scott, who are the better trash talkers, football players or basketball players?
I got to give it to my guys in the football squad, man. Because, listen, it's consequences, physical consequences to what happens when you talk trash to a football player. You go night-night.
Yeah.
Pat Bev, what do you think?
I can't disagree with them. Obviously, we don't hear a lot what they're saying, but I'm pretty sure on those, you know, what you got to call those pile-ups?
Yeah.
I know some wild stuff saying in there, I got to go football.
But you seem like
honorable mention, though, to Rasheed Wallace, one of the most comical ones. You know, when he teased Ryan Harper about his stuttering problems, funniest stuff I ever heard in my life.
But Pat Beck, you've been known to talk a little trash, right? Like, you would fit in well with this.
No, I wouldn't say I wouldn't fit in well as a football player. I love playing the sport I play, but yeah, I like to talk a little trash here and there, but I'm not educated enough to see what the football players do on the field, so I can't discredit
them. Let's take a look at Pat Bev, by the way. Just show a little bit of the athleticism here.
Show me when I was
slam dunk. Take Bart Scott, give me a quick thought on Pat Bev going up. Oh, and throwing it down.
That's nasty. Listen, I always thought that Pat Bev would be a tremendous them young legs too, right there. You know what I mean?
What would Pat Bev be in a football field?
Oh, he definitely would be a corner, man. He gave me a lot of Josh Norman vibes, you know what I mean? A fire starter, a little pistol starter, you know, he went out there starting to fight. But we there to back him up, though. We there for all the smoke.
I broke my nose on the rim. Did you see it? I was bleeding. The blood coming out. I couldn't help myself.
What position would you want to play if you were a football player?
Football player, defensive back, cornerback. You know, I like that guy. I'm the guy on the field without a helmet. You know, just kind of looking for people to kind of rattle a little bit. So, yeah, D-back for sure.
We give him the island, man. I'm telling you, Josh Norman, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting a lot of Josh Norman, little pistol starter.
Did I see in your note you think all basketball players really wanted to be football players?
Listen, football has made more basketball players. I've seen basketball players come out there, get hit, and say, you know what?
Hey, I played football. I played football one time. True story. I'll be real quick. I played football. Boom. I wide receiver. I catch the ball. Boom. My mom's in the stands. I get rocked. Boom. I get up, take helmet off. Mom, let's go. I'm done with this. Yeah, I switched over to basketball. That's a true story, too. My mom will tell you. That's a true story. True story.
Similar experiences, except I didn't even need to get hit one time.
So I'm going to do the hitting. It ain't going to be hitting on me. Yeah. I can't hit you back. I can't do that.
The first football game I watched, I decided it was over. Could you have been a basketball player?
Well, I played
basketball.
You're
going to beat J. Will and KJ and Keyshawn?
Oh, yeah. I'm here for all the smoke for Jay Weezy. You know what I'm saying? Keyshawn, I looked at him. You know, he's leaking out that chocolate milk right now. He ain't ready for that smoke.
We'll see what winds up happening. So much fun. Thank you, guys. Pat Bev.
What's the better athlete question? I want to hear that.
Who are the better athletes?
Maybe basketball player.
You going to just leave on that one. He's just going to run off the stage.
On the way out.
I think he's going to First Take, which is coming your way top of the hour on ESPN.
Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, their most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
All right, I got a plane to catch. I'll see you from Boston tonight for game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. But First Take starts now.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.